Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
And today, Jonah, our special guest is Bob Grems, who's the general manager of the world-famous Dutchess County Fair.
Oh, it's fair time this Tuesday. Fantastic.
It's right around the corner.
And Bob Grems, we're so happy you took time out of your busy schedule to join us on Radio Rotary. The fair opens up this Tuesday, right?
Opens this Tuesday, and we are delighted. The 166th edition.
I was going to make you guess what year it was.
And
I love that.
I was not at the first one.
You've been at the last 40 or something like that.
The last 35 fairs, I've never missed one.
You haven't missed one.
No, and the reason is it's so much fun. It's great family entertainment, a great family value. And Bob, for people who may have just joined us as neighbors in the Hudson Valley who've never been to the fair, tell them from the time they walk in until the end of the day.
What makes it special?
Yeah, what do they do?
Well, it's absolutely a great agricultural fair. As you know, Jonah, we've got lots of events on the fairgrounds for 6 months. We do car shows and antiques fairs and concerts.
Yes, you do. It's
a
destination. Destination, no question.
But to be a good, legitimate, authentic county fair, you have to be true to your mission and showcase agriculture.
And it's ag.
And
yep.
I am delighted to say that it is a spectacular agricultural exposition. A statistic that I love is last year we had 1,700 individual exhibitors. Now, these are women that baked a cake, women that brought a cow, children that bought their favorite sheep or lamb or whatever. 1,700 exhibitors and over 10,000 individual exhibits at that fair.
My goodness. But it's not just limited to people in Dutchess County now. You must bring in people from around the state.
All depends on the category. Some of our categories, they have to have applied by August 1st to be in. They can't bring something to the fair now and want to, exhibit it. Some of our categories are strictly defined as Dutchess County residents, but like now, as agriculture, the number of dairy farms in Dutchess County is declining. We do invite farmers to bring, milk cows, beef cows from other counties, but they really would have to check with us for me to be able to identify what categories are
if it qualifies for this particular fair.
Exactly.
Now we know that the heart of the fair is the ag, but what is so wonderful about this fair? It also is that you've got great food, you've got great retail vendors, other vendors that have some type of connection. You've got amazing entertainment. You've got a carnival
and the rides. Let's not forget the rides for the kids and the teenagers.
Well, it's interesting. I had the good fortune of growing up in a little place called Boonville, New York, up in the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains up in Oneida County, and grew up right across the road from the county fairgrounds. So for that reason, fairs have always been a part of my life. After a very short stint of teaching school, I spent 14 years as the voice of the internationally renowned Joey Chitwood Danger Angel Show.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
You know what,
all over the
Jonah?
Country. I'm
going to
take the rest of the show
off.
Here
money.
He goes.
Here you go. I didn't realize we had a fellow broadcaster
How
here.
How about that?
Toured all over the country for 14 seasons with them. And then I went to work in New England for the largest amusement company in New England. So I've had the good fortune of seeing fairs all over the country.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I love, as we were talking before we went on air here today, you folks know what a great county fair this is.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
So you're absolutely right. To me, a county fair is something for everyone. Yes, you've got to showcase agriculture to be true to your mission. But then, as you suggest, the entertainment, the carnival, the free shows. Our carnival operator comes in and he plays fairs, 8 months out of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he says,
mm-hmm.
no place do they offer as many free shows and attractions mm-hmm. as we do in Ryan.
Oh, it's an outstanding
Let's get some of the basic information out. The Dutchess mm-hmm. County Fair opens this Tuesday mm-hmm. and runs how long?
Runs for 6 days. We're the largest six-day county fair in the state of New York and probably actually east of the Mississippi.
And the hours are?
We open at 10 in the morning and close. The buildings will start closing at 10 at night, so that's a good 12-hour stretch.
Right.
The Midway stays open a little bit later than that, however long the traffic bears there remaining open. But the Midway is generally open until 10:30, 11 o'clock at
and
night.
That is the whole situation. The Midway is so much fun, too.
Very bright, very colorful.
When I was affiliated with another radio station, we used to broadcast from there. The one of the stations would do before the fair opened and would broadcast the morning show and talk to all the vendors and the exhibitors and do a whole show around that. And then in the afternoon, the other radio, the other piece of our action would be broadcasting live right from the Midway. And I have to say, it's some of the most fun I've ever had.
Well, it is. And that's a very important, you know, I grew up with a carnival family that's played our fair in Boonville for 50 plus years. So I love the carnival business. They're probably some of the most misunderstood people in the face of the earth. And I say next to farmers, they're the hardest working people
very
in the country.
Very hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Our carnival comes all the way in from Gaithersburg, Maryland. They close on a Saturday night. They got a 350-mile jump to come to Rhinebeck. They take 2 days to set it all up. All the safety inspections are mm-hmm. done before they open to the public. They tear down on Sunday night to have about a 200-mile jump to Allentown, Pennsylvania to open up on a Tuesday morning. So they work very long hours.
And they have a good safety record
for
those.
We're delighted. My first year there, the Powers Great American Midways came on board, and they are absolutely the finest carnival operation on the East Coast.
Right.
Great new rides, a marvelous safety record. They have been rated by Industry Insiders as they've been given the award of excellence. Their food concessions, their games, they are part of the growth that we're contributing to the growth that we're enjoying at the Dutchess County
That's
Fair.
Wonderful.
And let's get some more basic information out. You said we open up Tuesday morning at Dutchess County Fair at 10 in the morning, runs till 10 at night, and for the next 6 days after that, and located Route 9, Rhinebeck, in the heart of Rhinebeck.
Yep.
And plenty of parking.
Free parking,
and that's a big item. Go to a ballpark or a concert venue anymore and see what you pay for parking. To offer free parking, that's a great saving.
For seniors like myself, even though the parking lot is immense, you've got a open-air shuttle that takes you from your car right to the front gate.
And we are going to offer this year for the first time preferred parking for just a few dollars to get a little closer, so that if walking is an issue or you miss the shuttle.
And you have the option. You could pay a couple of bucks and do that.
And what about admission costs?
Well, admission day of, if you go without advance sale tickets, and our advance sale tickets will remain on sale until 12 midnight this coming Monday, or Tuesday morning, actually.
Right.
So I encourage people, it's DutchessFair.com, and now's the time to go, because they can save up to 50% on carnival rides. They'll save $3 on admission tickets. They will save 20% on food tickets, and they will save on their concert tickets $5.
Let's give them that website again.
DutchessFair.com.
DutchessFair, as if it was one word?
Yep.
Folks, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. And what about small children are free?
Under 12 are free, and we probably don't emphasize that strongly enough, because that is a great savings. Our advance sale tickets have been in lots of area retail outlets here for several weeks now, and you can still buy a ticket to the fair for $12 if you buy it in advance at a retail outlet.
So let's talk about that a little bit. It's no secret to everybody. Nobody's untouched by the tough economic times that we're experiencing. What type of season do you anticipate for the fair itself this year? Do you think it's going to be affected? And if so, how?
Well, in 2008, the last time we had the highest gas prices in history before the current prices, we had a record year. We had the biggest year that we ever had. The last 2 years, as the economy started to slow and was slow, we actually ended up, we would have had record years except for the weather. I am totally 100% optimistic that should we catch 6 days of perfect weather, this will be a record year. The beautiful part about our industry, I think, is that we're basically recession-proof. We're not weather-proof.
Okay, and it's family-oriented. See, that's, to me,
it's family-oriented, and you know,
have a huge influence.
No matter what the condition of the economy, I think the American public is still going to save a few dollars to entertain themselves.
Right.
And fares are still affordable. If you go to the website now and look, you can see packages there. All those tickets I was talking about are packaged together. So a family, I think we've got one of them, that one package is $100, but that would take care of a family of four, the mom and dad and a couple of kids. It's still as wonderfully affordable entertainment.
And Bob Grimes, one more time for our listeners before the break, of where they can go online and take advantage of these packages.
It's DutchessFair.com, and just click on the icon that says tickets, and it'll waltz them all the way through the various options for purchasing tickets.
I like
tickets.
That, waltzing through the options.
And we're going to find out more about the food, fun, and entertainment at the Dutchess County Fair from our very special guest Bob Grems in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treebois, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guest, Bob Grems, General Manager of the Dutchess County Fair. And tell us, Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
This is Sarah O'Connell, and I don't know what studio I'm in. Kidding. Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary.
You know why he played that?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? It should be, are you going to the Dutchess County Fair?
I get it.
This Tuesday, starting at 10 o'clock and for the next 10 days. 6 days.
6 days.
I'm sorry, next 6 days.
6 days.
I wish it was 10 days.
We are talking to Bob Grems, who is the general manager of the world famous, I have to say that, capitalize, underline, Dutchess County Fair, and it's in its 100th and...
66th year.
66th year. That's just amazing. And it is a family event. It's something this entire area looks forward to every year. It means the summer. It's really summer.
That's right. And I've been going, my wife and I have been going every year since 1979. We brought our kids. Our kids are now grown. They come back for the fair. It's just a fabulous time. And, you know, Bob, you come in, you get one of those advance tickets that we'll talk about again, the website, DutchessFair.com. And you bring your family. Small kids are free, of course. And you're in the main gate. To the left, you're going to see all those beautiful agricultural exhibits, the cows, the sheep, the chickens. Straight ahead will be the buildings. Off to the right and the back are all the rides. Tell us about the food, though. That's Sarah's favorite topic. What kind of different meals can you get at the fair?
Well, there's just, we have 100 different food vendors and just everything and anything that you can imagine.
And Sarah intends to visit every one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I have in the past. I've definitely made it my job.
Well, it's the day we cheat, right? When you go to the county fair, no matter what kind of a diet you're on, that's the day that you give yourself the excesses and the fried Oreos and the fried dough and the sausage sandwich.
My favorite is Millie's Pierogies.
Millie's Pierogies. Hi, Millie. Been there forever. But you know, In our international food court, we've started to emphasize, we've got a wonderful purveyor there that does Cajun food, you know, gumbo and things like that.
I remember when they started.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sarah's favorite because she's from New Orleans.
From New Orleans. And we were just there earlier
in New Orleans,
New Orleans at the convention.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was a great addition to the to the international food court.
And beignets. We have a purveyor that does beignets.
Oh, yum. You must have those, folks.
Yeah, we have.
Last beignet I had with Jonah.
We have Greek.
You promise you'd never tell.
We have Greek. We have
Ellen
Italian. We have just, you know, a huge variety of foods. Last year we brought in a wonderful local caterer who does wonderful pulled pork, and he put a kind of a unique item together with mashed potatoes and a rib in the a great rib in the middle of the thing and some gravy, and it sold like hotcakes. It was just a new novelty item, that's the day again that if you're coming to the county fair, you want to plan on losing a little weight before you come.
Well, you have to keep marching around the midway and into the exhibits and out to see the entertainment.
And you can
work it off if you pay attention.
Absolutely. And a nice sideline of the fair is that it does allow an awful lot of opportunities for money to be raised and spent locally. In these tough economic times, we like the fact that a lot of money stays right here. The 4-H milkshake booth, you know, a lot of people don't go to the fair without getting a 4-H milkshake. In the 30-plus CRs that they've been doing that, last year they passed $350,000 they've given away in scholarships.
Oh, my.
Just made off.
And they have an entire building of what these young people do at 4-H. Mm-hmm. The exhibits are just terrific. Yeah.
It is wonderful, wonderful.
And speaking of the buildings.
Heart and soul.
Yes.
I have to tell you, one of my favorite things of the fair is the troopers with their dogs.
Uh-huh.
Because all the troopers that have the canine corps is they are all over the place, which is, I mean, they're working, I'm sure, but the dogs are such a hit.
And the fact that there are our very fine law enforcement officers from the New York State Police, New York State Conservation Police, our deputy sheriffs are there.
Everybody's represented, really. The whole
family fun and the fact that it's a family safe event.
But I want to know what Christine, our intern's favorite part of the fair is, because she is a real young person.
I know.
Not a faker like you.
Oh, please. Please. I have sports jackets that are older than Christine. So, Christine, Barbara, what's your favorite part of the fair?
Well, Jonah, it's probably the rodeo.
Uh huh.
I love the atmosphere, and it reminds me of the South. And I love going down to the South and seeing the hot, warm air and the climate.
Right.
It's just so nice.
And you and your friends will be there this year, right?
Definitely, yes.
Terrific. Well, getting back to Bob Grimes, our general manager of the Dutchess County Fair, you've got what's known as the buildings, right? Which, when you go into the main entrance, they're straight ahead. What kind of exhibits will people see in the buildings this year?
Well, God forbid there is any rain, but as you well know, the fairgrounds is wonderfully outfitted with dozens of buildings.
Right.
So even if we get a little shower, you can get in out of the rain. All of our roads are blacktop, so you're not in mud up to your ankles. But certainly one of the new features this year that we're very proud of is that we're going to put up a pavilion that's called Distinctly Dutchess, the best of the Hudson Valley.
Oh,
it's
sounds great.
Products and that are manufactured, built, designed, grown in Dutchess County.
So from industry type of products
industry,
to food, to
agriculture,
wine, any of that?
And wine, for the first time, we're showcasing. For a number of years, we've had a homemade wine division that you could bring your own, wine in.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time, we're going to be showcasing the wineries in Dutchess County.
Because I know your Hudson Valley Food and Wine Festival is very popular.
Yeah, well, and they're celebrating their 10th anniversary right after this year's fair, so they're going to be presenting this wonderful showcase of the wineries in Dutchess County right there in our Distinctly Dutchess tent. Our commercial buildings, we have probably in the neighborhood of 300 commercial vendors, and again, I want to emphasize, because I think this is so important, half of our commercial vendors have Hudson Valley addresses.
Yeah.
So the money they make at the fair gets spent over and over and over again
I just love wandering through those buildings, because you have people who sell honey, they sell fudge, they've got the Miracle Mop of the Year, whatever kitchen device that my wife cannot live without.
As seen on TV.
I have the demonstrations. Yeah. It's just fun.
I have often done the majority of my Christmas shopping or holiday shopping at the fair.
Well,
what are you getting me this year, dear?
Well, that it will be up to Santa, and that's only if you're good.
Well, I'm out of luck, aren't I?
Then, of course, we've got the great crafts tent. Some of the finest crafters from all over the Northeast will be there. And we're very, very proud of the horticulture building. Right. That is the premier garden and flower show in the Hudson Valley.
Is
right
that
there.
Right?
Yep,
you
right
you see some of these prize-winning flowers. They're just beautiful beyond description. Well, and you know what also is great is the food judging, the pies and everything like
that. Well, that's all in our domestic arts building. Just that's where we go back to the 10,000 individual exhibits that we talked about at the beginning of the program. Certainly, they don't want to come without stopping in and enjoying the beautiful, beautiful antique museum where the Century Club is down there, all dressed in period outfits, and they explain a print shop and a Victorian living room and a mechanics shop. We've got the blacksmith shop. We've got the legitimate, authentic one-room schoolhouse. Between this year's fair and next year's fair, we hope to be moving the last remaining railroad station in Dutchess County to the fairgrounds from Pleasant Valley. So that antique village is going to take on new life and new momentum in the years ahead. Certainly, we got to mention the talent search that goes on every day, because as I was telling you as we began the program, 35 years ago, the first winner of, we should do this as a trivia contest, give away free tickets to the fair to anybody that knows this, right? But the first winner of the search for talent at the Dutchess County Fair was Don McLean.
Wow.
Bye-bye, Miss
How
American
about
Pie.
How
you know,
about
that?
That?
Whole deal.
Yeah. So speaking of entertainment, we've got about a minute.
You really
left.
Are American Idol.
Yeah. That's right.
You guys started it. You know, Mr. Bob Grenz, general manager of the Dutchess County Fairgrounds.
In the grandstand, of course, in the main arena.
Yep,
you've had entertainment in the past. Top drawer, country and western stars, the Smothers Brothers. Who are you bringing for entertainment this year?
Going to open up on Tuesday night with a country legend, Travis Tritt. Wednesday night, REO Speedwagon. Thursday night, it's Kelly Pickler. Friday night, Uncle Cracker. Saturday,
you're getting Jay very excited.
I know. Saturday, two shows. Talk about a legend. Talk about a legend. Coming back to the fair, the great, great, great Chubby Checker.
All right. Yeah. Let's twist again.
And then Sunday, we've got the rodeo, the championship bull riding
and
coming.
We know
that's
that Christine will be there.
Very favorite part.
So Bob Grimm, in the minute we've got left, remind everyone about the website where they can get the discount tickets for admission and the food and the fun.
DutchessFair.com. Those tickets will sell until 12 midnight Tuesday morning before the fair opens up, so make sure you take advantage of all those savings.
And Bob Grimm of the Dutchess County Fair, thanks for joining us. But we just want to remind you that if you do need pie testers for the best pie, we've got two celebrity radio guests here who would be delighted to volunteer for that onerous duty.
We'll sign Joan and Sarah right up for that one.
Bob Grimm, general manager of the Dutchess County Fair, thanks so much. And everybody listening, join us Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock because that's when the fair opens. So tell us there, young lady, Miss Christine Barbro, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Christine Barbro and Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treeboser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. It's Ribfest time.
The Highland Rotary invites you to their 7th annual Hudson Valley Ribfest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, August 20th and 21st, starting at 11 a.m.
Enjoy live entertainment, delicious award-winning barbecue, and cooking demonstrations. Fun for all ages.
All this for just $5, and that includes parking and entertainment.
Save the date. Hudson Valley Ribfest, August 20th and 21st.
For more information, contact www.HudsonValleyRibFest.org. That's www.HudsonValleyRibFest.org.